Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sports Inside and Out. Legends of Sports, the voice of Legends of Sports. When legends speak, people listen. Now, here's your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher.
Welcome to Sports Inside and Out. I'm your host, Coach Chuck Hatcher, on our Saturday morning podcast. Thank you so much for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning. And, of course, we're here with our great Hall of Famer and our contributor to the Wally Wonder segment. Wally Jones is coming up, and we got the news he can use. That's right, in the NBA playoff time, because that's what it's all about right now. What's going on in basketball in the NBA from one of the greats? Hey, Wally, what's up, big timer?
It's up, Coach. It really looks good. I'm enjoying these playoffs, and last night was exciting for the Heat.
Oh, wasn't it, man? I'll tell you, Paul George is impressing me more and more. I see him play. I know he's been a top tier for a few years, man, but then coming off that injury, he ain't lost his stroke, and seems like he's gained a little bit more intensity, you know?
Yeah, he has. He's playing an all-around game, and, of course, they blew out Toronto, and I think it's going to be a tough game in Toronto, but I like to be a good seven anyway. I think that's the way I enjoy basketball. The playoff time is when these teams take it all the way to the limit, and you talk about some basketball. They played the game very well. They had contributions from Turner, the young rookie from Texas, an outstanding player that's going to be an all-star in the future. Nice touch, rebounds, block shots, plays the game. But as you said, Paul George is the man, and they got to keep getting him the ball because he can get 30 on that team. He can get 30 any night. But I like what else he's doing, Coach. He's assisting, rebounding, an all-around game, a player that I see as one of the top-tier players when you talk about the LeBrons and those guys that we always look up to all the time.
He's in the same conversation. He's definitely in the same conversation, Wally. He's right there in it. I mean, he does it all. He's got a well-rounded game and plays great defense on top of all of that. So he's got something. I really like what I saw with Miami. That was another great game, man. I'm just really the East is where it's at as far as playoffs is concerned right now. I mean, because it's so competitive, East. You know, West is pretty much what it is. You know, of course, the Thunder and Spurs would be a good series. But outside of that, I don't see too much parity out there on the West as in the East right now, Wally.
Yeah, we had quite a few surprises. I'm going to back up a little because Dwayne Wade is back to being the Flash. I mean, he made threes. He's at shooting 22%, hadn't made a three since December. But it showed what stars do when the pressure comes on. He made a couple threes, and then he made that fall-away jump shot. And, of course, they need it because they're about to be eliminated. Let me tell you what, Kemba Walker, my goodness, he's one of the – when you talk about the top little guard, that guy was blowing – I mean, playing his butt off. He played his butt off. I'm going to tell you, 37 points.
Yeah.
Coach, they couldn't stop him getting to the rim. An outstanding player, of course. Jeremy Lin always gets to the rim, but both teams are pretty well matched up. And I think when it gets down to it, Sunday at 1 o'clock here in Miami, it's going to be quite a game. It's going to be a game seven as well as Toronto and also Indiana. It's going to be tough. But I'm going to back up a little about the team that I looked at last night. I stayed up and actually watched it, Coach. This guy, Damian Lillard, and C.J. McCollum, who's the most improved player, one of the things I saw there, they lost five starters from the Portland Trail Blazers. Of course, the Clippers losing Paul and Blake just was too much. Now they've been eliminated, and you got to give credit to Coach Stott. I mean, when you got a team that has these young players on it, and one of our favorites, when you look at ball players playing in the game today, Henderson. We have Henderson, and also Terry Davis's son, Davis, the rebounding forward that plays for Portland. Those young ball players are playing some basketball, so it's going to be quite a series to come up. It's going to be quite a series coming up.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's very exciting, Wally. I see the parity of the East West. Now it really is going to be some great anticipation, both on both sides of the coast as far as the playoffs concerned. Because I'm very impressed, and even if, and I do expect, it's going to be awfully hard to beat Miami two times in a row there in Miami. The way they're playing, and but if they don't, I'm gonna tell you point blank, it's been a tremendous run for Charlotte, and there's no need for them to hold their head down. They need to immediately start building, and they do have an equitable. I like the way the coach Barry is into he's been around. He's been an assistant a long time, man. So he's seen the positives of what it is to be a good head coach. And he's got somebody, and I hear a little remarks coming from Michael. Michael is impressed with him because he's listening, and he's still a student of the game. I like his humility, the way he interacts with the players, and that takes himself off the point and put the things that the team is doing positively on the team and the administration. So he's really very, very diplomatic between the front office, which is Michael, and the players themselves. So he's learned a lot in his tiers being an assistant coach. He's got a situation, I think, now that they're satisfied with. It seems that ball players, anytime the ball players like playing for you, then you're going to have a cornerstone for a very, very impressive franchise.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. One of the things that I looked at, they drafted and picked up some ball players that have really helped them a lot. Also, what I like, Kaminsky, he's starting to play better. Williams played well. He didn't play well last night. But Jefferson is a guy to contend with in the center. But I like their backcourt. Walker, Lee's playing great defense Dwayne Wade, but Dwayne just took it to him last night. I think he just said it's about time for me to step up. But they have a young team that's built their three-point shooters around them, and they're playing very well. As you saw during the year, they were very competitive all throughout, and in their place there today, it's going to be a tough game Sunday. As for the Clippers, unfortunately, they're out of it, and the next step will be the Clippers against it will be Portland against Golden State, which a nice run, but I think Golden State will take care of them. Take care of them. And then the game I'm looking at is today, Coach. San Antonio and Oklahoma City. That's the game I'm looking for.
Yeah, that's the game of the weekend, no question about it. These players over, it's time for them to – we need to start concentration on what's going on, because as the old guy in the movie says, now the fun begins. So it's going to be something. Now the fun begins. Hey, listen, what do you think about that? I heard some guys, and Stephen A. Smith was saying, you know, some interesting things that about the Walton hire for L.A. He says that Stephen A. said, they still can't understand why Mark Jackson is not getting the look. He's not getting a proper look. He said he deserves it. He's the one that set the precedence for the Golden State team, which we talked about in the past, Wally. You know, that team was put together and put to the degree to where it is through Mark Jackson. And Steve Kerr came in and gave credit to Mark Jackson. He came into a ready-served meal. The meal was already on the table. All he had to do was say grace. So so that was a very good, interesting soliloquy with that. But it still kind of boggles me, and I do see the proper minds of thinking and other coaches thinking around the league, too. Even Michael spoke up. He said that he deserves another shot. Whatever happening with that situation in Golden State, it shouldn't be keeping him from a situation. But he did say his name is up for that New York job as well. But I think that would be a great would have been a great fit for. But what do you think personally on that? And hopefully,
well,
I think this might be. Mm-hmm.
I think over the years, Chuck, we know what's about the recycling of coaches and the opportunities for African American coaches. When you guys like Mike Brown being fired after a few games, you got guys like what has just happened with the young man from Los Angeles. When you look at Brian Scott, you know those opportunities coming out. He's been to three or four different teams, and the opportunity for him has come up, but. For a guy like Mark Jackson, I think New York would be a great fit. He's from New York.
Yeah.
He went to St. John's. He's a guy that has proven that he knows the game. And I think that would be a good fit. But it's pretty difficult what's going to happen up there. And I keep falling back on this triangle. You just have to change over the years with your personnel. You don't always have to have that because Phil Jackson's in the front office. That has to be that type of offense. Why can't the coach come in and implement his own philosophy according to his personnel? Now, I'm always about you coach according to your personnel, the type of game plan that you're going to have, type of style you're going to play. But those opportunities, and I see it, I hear Stephen A. always talk about what's happening, the opportunities for the African-American coaches that are fired, and then they're not recycled like the other ones, the other coaches that are around. So it's an opportunity where maybe he will get break again. I hope so, because he has talent. He knows the game. He did a great job at Golden State. As you said before, he set the table for Steve Kerr and those guys. And when I saw the hiring of Lou Walton, we know what that is. That's just the history of family. They're going to take care of their own. He's played for the Lakers. He's on championship teams.
Right.
And it's a fit there where he's going to get an opportunity. He's a hometown. And, of course, the son of Bill, it's going to help them. But when I looked at it, they have three young men that are, you know, they have guys that are on that team. Randall, they have the Clarkson. They have a nucleus of three young men that can play. And, of course, the first-round draft choice, their guard, they're players, but they're young. So you're going to have to build around them and make something of it, because you're going to have to do something out there, because the Laker fans can't take any more of that losing season. They have one of the worst seasons they have ever had in the NBA history.
Yeah. The only saving grace was that they embraced the Kobe Bryant retirement season. So that was that was only a stopgap. But when it comes down to it now, they're not going to be very patient with in-app play in L.A. You know you got to say as you can see, because L.A. has run through four coaches in eight seasons. So, that tells you that they ain't got much patience, guys. That tells you they don't have much patience. As deservedly, you're talking about the media capital of the world outside of New York. That's the second largest media market in the world. So, you know, you're not going to be too complacent with in-app play. But now I understand that since then they remedied one thing, Wally, is that they took the Buss's son out of the mix, and now his sister is in full control. So it is some movement some of the problems, of course, over the years has been directly affiliated, as even Stephen A. say, he didn't deserve to be in the front office or on the team or nowhere around the team. So, you know, that shows you something right there. But, it seems like something is trying to change in the front office, or the philosophy is about to change.
I didn't know that had transpired, but that is something that's going to help them, because decisions he's made in the past are just not good basketball decisions. And with Gene up there, of course, it's an opportunity to have some new people, new blood, new philosophy, new thoughts. And a lot of that ego, it's a lot of ego, Coach, when you talk about taking over something and making sure that your imprint is on it. And unfortunately, his imprint has been pretty bad over the past few years. Yeah. Everybody has everybody has to acknowledge that. For the Monday night game, Cleveland-Atlanta, I did like the way Atlanta was playing at the end. They started to play better defense. They're passing the ball better. I do believe that Cleveland will take that series, but I'm looking for a competitive series. I don't like those sweeps. I like when it goes to seven games and bring the best out of the, as you call it, de la cream. They come to the top when you play in those series to show that you can be the man when the pressure's on. Pressure makes a diamond, and I'm looking
for it. No question. I think they're capable of at least winning two games.
I think so, too. I mean, I like the way they've been playing together. They really look like their defense is much better, and that's what I'm looking at.
Overall, as long as they don't get too big-headed.
You can't be playing against LeBron.
Absolutely. No question. Let's talk a little bit about, I think Bobby may be coming. I can't see who's coming up here now, but let's talk a little bit about San Antonio. We got Mike Gill coming on next week, Wally. Mike, Philly Dog is going to come up and talk about the Spurs. But it looks like they're doing some very interesting things out there. We talked kind of briefly about it, how they're adjusting series to series, putting concentration on specific matchups and situations. And, of course, Popovich is a master at it, as we know. He shocked the adjustment world of basketball with the old Miami series some years ago, 2 years or 3 years ago, I should say. But it seems to be something going on right there. He said that I said, "Hey, Philly, what was the driving force behind the acquisitions?" He said, "Hey, coach, he went and found specific guys with specific need for playoff time." So that says something right there. He wasn't thinking about regular season.
No, and they had one of the great teams. Yeah, they had one of the great teams. They almost tied our record of 68-13. They were 67 wins.
And
when you have the addition of veterans, you know, it's important when you have veterans. And that's what he's done.
Yeah. Love the way it is. I think this might be Bobby. I think this is Bobby. But is it Bobby?
Come on, Stiles, there.
Bobby's up. Hey, what's up, Rilla? How you doing, bud?
You guys have been no Rilla about this. You guys have been wailing away. Only thing I can say is, Kimba.
Wow. Kimba. It's a fantastic. Let's get your play on it, Bobby, since you came up.
I thought I never played basketball with some of the things that Kimba did in going to the basket. Mm-hmm. He's almost unstoppable after that.
He readjusted
the pick and roll up top. Wow.
I hear you. It was just a pleasure watching the cat operate. But it was actually a pleasure. Sitting there, I had a little thing of popcorn, man. I ate me a little bag of popcorn. Sit up there. I don't normally do that. I'd be laying low and just maybe nod off. But that Charlotte game had me the whole run from buzzer to buzzer had me rolling there, man. So it was very interesting.
The whole game depends on if Richardson is all right. If he's not all right, then the Heat are in trouble.
Well,
that's true, Bob. You know, we had Tiny on last weekend. I've seen guys go to basket and finish, and it reminds me so much of when Tiny used to go in there and somehow get that shot off. But not only that, this guy can not only go to the hoop, but he has the stop on the dime jumper. But what's amazing to me, that the three-point shooting is amazing. This guy shoots all off balance, and he gets fouled all the time on three-pointers. He has a way of falling into you, but he's one of the best I've seen as for speed. Bobby, and you know that, coming from New York, you talk about a New York ball player that go to the hoop. I could go back to Pablo Robinson. I'm going back on you a little bit.
That's who I was thinking about with that crossover. But he had that crossover. Back jumper. that step back. After he crossed you over, then he can step back.
So yeah, take that step back. Yeah.
Phenomenal speed. Phenomenal speed. Well, Bobby, we're getting into the Spurs. And what is your take on it? I mean, you know, you've been around and you see all these veterans he has. Yeah,
my take is the first thing I said, September. The Spurs are going to win because they're going to be deeper and healthier.
Yeah.
And everybody's bought in.
In the theory in which they do. Bobby, that is a precursor to exactly what's happening now. That you said, I think what we talked about then is that Popovich is a master at keeping everybody healthy for finals, and it looks like that's exactly that's coming to fruition, because in listening to what Mike Gale, I talked with Mike just briefly, Bobby, he's coming on next week to talk about the Spurs, and he said something very interesting, Bobby. He said that they were not concerned about nothing else but playoffs. He said that their acquisitions that they made, the key acquisitions they made during the season, was specifically designed for the playoffs. So keeping everybody healthy, he said that Tim Duncan now, they don't expect no more. I think he said something very interesting. Here's what he said about Tim Duncan. He said Tim Duncan is nothing but an extension of Popovich on the floor now. He's not thinking about scoring. If he gets 6 points, he's done his job. If he gets 5 rebounds, he's done his job. It's just that his presence of motivation and keeping these guys in the right frame of mind, him and Parker, is what his job is right now. He's an extension of coach of Popovich on the court. So, you know, that was interesting for him to say, guys, you know? Yeah.
I think that's something that Kerr was trying to explain to Green. But in Green's youth, he was part of the shot old piece. And he was trying to explain to Green that whole era in which is being done at San Antonio. Although the Warriors are a different team, they have to start brand new. But the Spurs, all they were doing was practicing. They didn't have games. They had practices.
Very interesting. That's very interesting. And guess who they've also pulled back into fold, Wally? Malik Rose.
Oh, yeah? I didn't know that.
They're pulling him back into San Antonio. That was the word that was out. He said that they're bringing those championship cats back to be relevant in the San Antonio area where they can be appreciated. And I did hear he said he mentioned Mike. He said Mike Gale, of course, George Gervin's already there. He was talking about something they were doing with Gervin, Mike Gale, and somebody else. And then he said with the likes of Malik Rose all coming back into the fold. I said, man, that's interesting. That means that because Malik was doing play by play for the Sixers.
Yes, he was. He's doing a great job for him too, Coach.
Yeah.
But when you look at the whole scheme, I want you guys.
What do you mean he was doing a great job for the Sixers, Wally?
His broadcasting.
Broadcasting.
He's doing a great job broadcasting.
Broadcasting.
What was
broadcasting?
Bob. Practices.
Somewhere in the Sixer organization.
That was last year. Abdel Nabi is doing it now. He's doing it. But I'm going to give a little viewpoint of defensive scheme, because what you said, Coach, is what Tim is about. That defensive scheme, just him being there, he doesn't have to score. But him being his presence is still a defensive presence with him. But when you get David West, you have guys that he's picked up. Kelvin Martin, the guy that can still score, and you got defensive players like Green. You have all these guys, defensive minded. They have that defensive scheme is why I think they will win, because of how they play defense. So I think they could shut down Oklahoma on that premise. that Oklahoma doesn't have enough, because when those other subs come in, Durant and Westbrook, they don't have enough confidence in those guys coming in to support them. If they can lock down Westbrook and Durant, they got it. I mean, they got it.
Yeah.
They got the players to do it. They have the defensive prowess to do it. And that's why I think they'll beat Oklahoma City. I think they'll beat them.
Well, Wally and Coach, let me ask you a question.
All right.
Of the five coaches that have come in, which one do you think will have the most effect next year?
Of the five coaches that's coming in for next season?
New coaches that have come in, which one do you think will have the greatest effect next year?
You know, I really don't know, Bobby. I don't see nothing changing in L.A. right now, because that's a long ways for me, and
let's move on.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Now, I think you know what I think the difference is going to be. I think Brooks in Washington may have a change of franchise, a change of intensity and play. I think that might be a interesting turnaround right there, because he is a great coach. He is a former player and a great communicator. And, you know, he's a player's coach. I do like him. I do like Brooks. Yeah.
Okay, if we're going to go with former players that are coaches, I think that Phoenix will have the greater effect in the league next year.
Okay. Who's the new coach at Phoenix?
He's a former Seattle Sonic player. His name is African American.
Yeah. Was that the young man that was coaching for a minute? When my son, his grandson Damian was there, I can't think of his name. He was actually played for Seattle at one time, didn't he?
You are correct.
God, I forgot. You know, you got a senior moment on me too, Wally. He was a good. He was a two, and he was a member of one of the championship teams, I believe, in Seattle. But he had a good career there. But he was an assistant. He became an assistant for a while. I can't think of where it was, or was it at Phoenix? But I didn't know he was a head coach. Can't think of his name.
Head coach.
Yeah, I can't think of his name.
So how many positions open up? Five, is that correct?
LA,
Minnesota.
Minnesota, right.
Washington.
Washington.
Phoenix.
Wait a minute. San Diego open up, yeah. That's right, yeah. That's very interesting. Bobby, that's something to think about. We need to do? We need to bring that in and follow up on that with a roundtable Wally Wonder segment next week.
Yes, we do, for next Tuesday.
Yeah, well, Wally, that would be a good one. And then bring Michael up. Bring Mike Gale up and put him in the mix on that roundtable too, guys. That would be a good show.
Yeah.
So you heard it right here. That's right. The Bobby's done put it in. He put the riddle out on us, and we caught it. We couldn't get by. We grabbed it. We grabbed it with the right hand. We palmed it and switched it over to a Wally Wonder kick. We got it, Bob. We got it. That'll be a great one. A roundtable Wally Wonder segment with Mike Gale talking about the openings of the five coaches. I like the way that goes, Bobby. Excellent, Bob. Excellent, Roberto. Hey, you know what happened? Off, Biloxi is underwater. They say it's going to take a year for them to come out of that, Bob. I meant to tell you that. Did you see that terrible storm?
I don't like you saying that. What do you mean? No, come on.
I was just, as soon as I saw the storm, I had to remind me of it. But Biloxi was under 4 feet of water. Terrible. With worse flooding that they had since Katrina.
Well, how about Houston?
Oh, Houston's bad shape too. And certain parts of Dallas. And Dallas is getting hit by a lot of tornadoes, man.
Very careful. If there's a large fire in the California area, that means Nostradamus is back.
Yeah. the prophecy is in motion. I think it works, buddy. God's on the throne, but it's time. I'm telling you, boy. The creator ain't happy with what's going on in this world. All right.
I spoke to Crossover this morning, and all right, she's going to be.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. We just went off.
She's gonna
just
going
to
be going. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks so much for joining us, and we continue to talk, please. We're just rambling on now, listeners, so show is over. If you want to talk, continue to talk. Go ahead.
Yeah.
We're just rapping.
That was quick.
Quick show, yeah.
Sue is going to be going over to Senegal with me next year, and we're going to have one of the largest basketball clinics held in Africa this summer with Tiny Archibald, Dale Davis, Hollywood Brown, and Frank Shaken Bakes, Streety, and Teresa Hamilton, five-time Olympic winner.
All right. That's for the summer. Yes, sir. All right, guys. Well, let me roll on out of here, guys, and I'll hit at you in a minute and get things ready. And I will respond back to Philly Dog and let him know give him the time for the one day update on Tuesday, guys. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Coach, did you say something about Tuesday? I couldn't hear you.
Yeah.
I really messed
Tuesday.
Up. I couldn't hear you guys at the end.
Yeah,
I just
Tuesday.
Heard you.
Going to do the Wally Wonder segment, a round table with Mike Gale,
oh,
and
good.
We'll talk about on Tuesday. So I'll contact exactly what time we'll be conducive for that. We might be able to do everything at one time. Also, guys, we're recycling and getting back into iHeartRadio. We're getting ready to go into a good renewal. I'll give that, guys, that information to you. We start next week. I may have to go into Chicago once we get some of this financing stuff squared away to get in there. But it looks like we may be doing a five-day segment, iHeartRadio, which will be recycling some of our older archive interviews, but also our new interviews is going to be in rotation to be aired on delay with them. So that's being done. I just found that out in the past day. So we might be going back with a new situation with iHeartRadio. So
what's the scheduling time that you're speaking
of? I'll find out a little bit more next week, but we're going to be to kick it off, they want at least two weeks in a can. So I'm going to be recycling some of our old archive interviews, some of our high-profile old archive interviews, and then, of course, we're starting process of doing the new ones, and it's going to be a five-day. This is all in getting ready for our simulcast. So it's going to be a five-day. They want a five-show sequence. So we won't be able to
do
it. Huh?
Yeah. Is that through Eddie out in Chicago?
Earl Jones.
Earl Jones, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Earl
Jones,
yeah,
okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
So we're getting on the what you call the portal, and we're gonna have a Sports Inside and Out show that can be picked up on our website, Sports Inside and Out Legends Show website. So it's good. We're gonna be pushing that. Ready. It's gonna take a little work, but. And a little bit of money, but we got to get that done because we got to get ready for the simulcast. This is an excellent piece to get ready for our simulcast, and this is where it's gearing it. But we'll be five shows per week on iHeartRadio. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we'll be
shooting
for.
The simulcast
is still scheduled for the second quarter of 2017. That's doing historical Black Hunter. So Historical Black History Month. That's February.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah. That's the word we got. So I'll be going into Chicago. I just got to get some things ready for my expenses to get in. So it might have to be within the next 3 weeks. So trying to get some of that done and also get the ticket for Vegas squared away. So I'm trying to get that budget.
Do you have your stuff, Bobby?
I beg your pardon?
Do you have your stuff for Vegas?
No.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I'm trying to get it together because we are going to be there. I know I'm going to go out there.
Yeah, I'm going out. I got to get out. Matter of fact, I already told Excel Bobby that they wanted to know Irene when. So I got to get out there on Saturday. I won't be able to get there Sunday, so I got to get out there Saturday to get the area set up for our broadcast, where we're going to be broadcasting. So I can't do it the same day as the registration. I have to get there a day before. So,
I see.
Yeah, so I gotta some kind of way get that done, because that means an extra day out there. So, just trying to get my budget together and get the things in order to get out there, and also get into Chicago to get this iHeart Radio thing done. You know, Pam's helping us with that. So, that's where we're at, man. So, all right, guys. So,
okay. So, have a good day, brothers.
Okay, man. All right. So, I'll check with you cats in a minute.
All right.
Okay,
take care.
Okay. All right.